Today I would like to share with you a passage that we find in the New Testament, in Matthew's account of the Gospel in chapter 5 and verse 6. The events that we're going to look at here today took place during Christ's Sermon on the Mount. Follow with me as we read. "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled." This passage is commonly referred to as one of the Beatitudes. What is a Beatitude? Quite simply, a beatitude is a condition or a state of supreme happiness or well-being, a state of contentment, of being satisfied. How do we today obtain this feeling of supreme well-being or supreme happiness? And what does it mean to hunger or to thirst after righteousness? Given the land that we live in today, fortunately, very few of us have ever experienced true hunger. If you ever have, you know that true hunger consumes you. Your sole focus, your sole desire is simply, how can I find water? How can I find food? Jesus tells us in John chapter 6 and verse 48 that he himself was the bread of life. He also told the Samaritan woman in John chapter 4 that he had living water, water that leads to everlasting life. So today, how do we obtain this feeling of contentment, of supreme happiness or well-being? We find it the same way Christ told us in Matthew chapter 5, by hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Only when our entire lives are consumed, when we're driven by, when our soul focuses on a desire to know Christ, and how to obtain this living water and the bread of life that he spoke about, then and only then will we know this true happiness, a true feeling of well-being that Christ promised in his Sermon on the Mount. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. My prayer today is that each one of us will be filled, that we'll be consumed by a thirst for the living water of Christ and a hunger for the bread of life. When that happens, we will enjoy the same feeling of supreme happiness, of supreme well-being that Jesus promised in Matthew chapter 5 and verse 6.